Are you seeking fulfillment for your life? Do you want freedom from fear? That's why we're here. Welcome to Jesus 101, introducing you to the real Jesus. And now, here's your host, Elizabeth Talbot, with Mike Tucker.
I'm Mike Tucker.
And I'm Elizabeth Talbot.
All right, Elizabeth, you told me that you were going to teach your chicks some boundary issues regarding the spot where your mother was trying to grow grass. So as a little girl, how did you teach boundaries to these chicks?
Well, I saw them coming to the forbidden area, and I started talking to them. I said, you can't step on this grass. You know, Mom said, I can't.
So and of course, they understood that, didn't they?
So they kept coming, you know, and I said, no, you can't, no, you can't. And when they got on the forbidden spot,
yes,
I decided they needed a spanking, because there comes a time when a woman has to do what a woman has to
do. So you're going to spank chicks.
Yeah, so I'm going to spank chicks, and because I'm very little at that moment,
right,
all I can do is step on them to spank them.
Oh, no.
So my mother comes in this scene, and she says, Lisi, you know, that's my nickname, what did you do? And I go, I spanked them because they were getting into the forbidden area.
Oh, no.
And she says, Lisi, you just killed all our chicks.
No, all the chicks were dead.
All the chicks were dead. And, you know, this was my first encounter with boundaries that are meant to do something good, and they end up separating and killing instead of...
Oh, man, there's a sermon in that.
Yeah, you know, I have used this illustration many times, because boundaries were supposed to be things that protect us and help us to, I don't know, be healthier.
Yes, that's right, to make life safer and better, right?
That's right, but many times in life, boundaries end up being sources of separation when they're not healthy.
Mm-hmm,
and
actually,
we kill people through the boundaries we place so many times.
But Jesus came to break down those unhealthy boundaries, didn't he?
That's right, he did. And today we're going to see a very exciting part of Matthew. Actually, we're trying to do two chapters today because
luck with that.
Yeah, I know. Chapters 14 and 15 of the Gospel of Matthew.
That's right.
Now, this is the section that Matthew very carefully has chosen, and actually he has taken from Mark as well, where he has these miracles and riddles about bread.
About bread. In fact, we have the feeding of the 5,000 here, because obviously that's a story about Jesus breaking bread and feeding 5,000 people.
And you know why this was so? I mean, the topics of bread are very important for the Jewish people.
Right.
You know why in their history? I mean, there was a big thing about bread. Do you remember when that happened?
Well, certainly in Exodus, the feeding of the people as they were coming out of Egypt. They had to be fed, and how are you going to feed people in the wilderness?
That's
well, Jesus, God rained down bread from them,
That's
for
right.
them, and that is the manna.
Yeah, manna actually means, what is this?
Yeah, what is it? I've had some of that at potlucks, where I wondered, what is this?
Yeah, potlucks, by the way, are lunches where everybody comes together and they bring food, and
That's
you know,
right.
many times after church, we just get all together.
And I'm wondering what it was that I just ate. So it must have been manna, because I'm wondering, what
That's
is
right.
this?
Well, so when they said, what is this, when they saw it, that's what the Hebrew word means.
Yeah,
manna.
That became the name for it.
So God provided for them through this, and we will see this part in all of chapter 16 of Exodus, and we actually encourage you when you get home to actually read how God provides for them every day this bread. And he's training these people to understand and to trust that God will actually provide for
them. That's right.
So when we get to the New Testament, Jesus is constantly saying, well, that was about me.
That's right. I was the manna. I'm the bread that was rained down from heaven. That is about me. It's foreshadowing my life.
That's right. And in John, for example, the Gospel of John has that exact verse that Mike just quoted, when Jesus says, I am the bread that came from heaven.
Yeah,
I'm the real manna, right?
That's right.
So the miracles and riddles of bread are very important, because they are foreshadowing something more important than simply the miracle.
That's right.
So let's go first to chapter 14 of Matthew, where we have, again, this place in that is desolate. So you remember the wilderness.
The wilderness, again.
Right.
We come back to that theme, and the wilderness is a place of foreboding where bad things can happen.
That's right. And so we're in the desert. Everybody hears, Exodus, you know?
That's
when
right. That's
and
right.
So verse 15 says that they found a great crowd. And you want to
Yes, it
off?
Says, as evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, this is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. And Jesus replied, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat.
And so here the disciples are going, say what?
Say, yeah, us. Well, we don't have anything.
Excuse me?
What?
Yeah, so,
what are we going to feed them?
And so they say, well, we only found five loaves and two fish. Now, don't that's forget right. that the number five is very big for the Jews.
That's right. Again, we go back to the Pentateuch with the...
That's right, the Torah, the law is five books. Mm-hmm. And so we are given the setting here more in socio-political, religious terms than we are in actual geographical terms.
That's right.
But we know that this is ministering specifically to the Jews. Mm-hmm. Here we have what Jesus did with those five loaves mm-hmm. of bread. You want to read it?
He said, bring them here to me, he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people.
Yeah, don't miss those verbs. Yeah, he took it, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it,
to them.
Okay. And then he says in verse 20 that they all ate and were satisfied, mm-hmm. and they picked up 12 baskets.
12 baskets of broken pieces were left over. They started off with five loaves, two fish, mm-hmm. and they end up with 12 baskets full of things after everybody's satisfied.
Yes, very important. Because, see, don't forget, numbers were very important in this society because actually talked about identity.
And 12 is certainly the number of the tribes of Israel.
Absolutely. So there's one basket left for each tribe, so we have plenty.
Right.
Now, from here, Matthew carefully does this narrative development. We find this woman mm-hmm. in now territory that is not longer Jew. So mm-hmm. verse 21, we have the Syrophoenician woman. And you guys know she's in Tyre and Sidon, very bad place. And here we encounter bread again. She comes talking to the Lord and says, have mercy on me. And she keeps insisting. And then Jesus says something very weird in verse 24 15.
Yeah, we're in chapter 15, verse 24. He says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel.
And she came and said, he continues, please, Lord, help me. And then there's this riddle about bread again.
He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs.
And she doesn't even say, hey, can you believe that you're calling me?
You just called me a dog? Yeah. Give me a break here.
She understands this is a riddle, and she continues the riddle and says, but Lord, even the dogs can feed on the crumbs of the bread of the master's table.
And I don't want to take the children's bread. I just want what's left over.
That's
that'll
right.
be enough for me.
Yeah, they
I'll
can
take
have
the fragments.
That's right. They can have their bread.
That's right.
And but we can too. So this is the break point. Mm-hmm. It's the pivotal point in the Gospel of Matthew.
He's breaking down boundaries because this woman was a part of that group of people that were rejected by the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
They were a part of the people that were thrown out of Israel, so to speak.
And, that's right.
And here he's saying, this bread
is enough for them.
It's for you as well.
Yes. And so guess what we find next?
We go to the feeding of the 4,000.
That's right. This is unbelievable because Matthew says, okay, first the Jews are getting fed, number 5, number
that's
12,
right.
mm-hmm. all Jewish mm-hmm. numbers.
That's right.
Then we have this encounter with this woman
right.
that is unclean, and she says, hey, is there any bread for us?
That's right. And Jesus at this point is out of Israel. He's out of Palestine.
Uh-huh.
And so he's now in foreign territory, which was also considered to be unclean.
Yes, this is now Gentile territory, and we find exactly the same scene as before.
Same scene.
Except that the numbers have changed.
The numbers have changed.
So the disciples said to him in verse 33, where would you get so many loaves in this desolate place to satisfy a large crowd?
All right, first of all, haven't they learned by now?
But yeah, you would think they would have.
But then again, I don't either.
Verse 34.
34, how many loaves do you have? Jesus asked.
And this time is seven.
Seven is another important number.
Yes, important because it will repeat again because when Jesus does, let's read on verse 36. He took the seven loaves
mm-hmm.
and again, the verbs. Look at this.
Yeah.
Give thanks. Then what did he do? He
and
broke them.
He broke it and gave it to the disciples, and they in turn gave it to the people.
That's right. And they all ate, and again, they were
satisfied.
And how many baskets do we have left?
And here we've got seven baskets left
over. Okay, so we have seven baskets.
That's right.
And, you know, the number seven geographically is the seven nations that were displaced from Canaan. So they were the pagan.
When the Israelites came in, they threw those seven nations out, right?
That's right. And you can go to the book of Acts where specifically it's being said that the seven loaves of bread are mm-hmm. the pagan nations
that were displaced.
I mean, it talks about the number seven in the book of Acts.
That's right.
And so Jesus actually summarizes all this later on chapter 16. You can read it verse 8 to 11. He says, you have to understand. Remember how many baskets we had mm-hmm. in the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how many baskets we have in the second? He says, do you now understand?
That's right.
That the bread is for everyone. No
for
one is
everyone.
Included.
So in other words, Jesus is here breaking down barriers between Jew and Gentile.
Yes.
Between those who are in the church, those those who are out of the church, those who we deem to be good people, those who perhaps would deem themselves to be bad people, between races, between genders. He breaks down all barriers, and he says the kingdom of heaven is for everyone.
That's right. And then, you know what? We really understand the riddle once we get to communion scene. At the end of the Gospel of Matthew, we get to the Lord's Supper, that we call it, and that's the moment where we understand, because he does all four verbs again in verse 26 of chapter 26.
While they were eating, Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body."
And then that's where you understand that the bread was really about Jesus' sacrifice for everyone. And this is for me, this is the best news of the gospel, that there are no social, religious, political boundaries. Everyone is included.
Everyone is included. It doesn't matter what nation you come from. It does not matter your gender, your race, your age. The gospel is for you. Jesus is for everyone. He is the bread of life, and he is intended for everyone.
So if you are wondering today if you are included in the kingdom of God, well, we have good news for you. Everyone, I mean everyone, is included.
You, me, and everyone listening, it's included. In Jesus, the bread of life.
Oh, what a wonderful news.
Thank you for joining us today on Jesus 101. For more insights and resources, connect with us at Jesus101.tv. That's Jesus101.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Jesus101Institute and follow us on Twitter at Jesus101 Media. Until next time, live free.